Human Resources. Health and Safety. Copyright Macmillan Publishers Limited, 2013.
Did you hear about George in the accounts department?
No.
He's been diagnosed with work-related stress and has been given a month's leave.
Really? That's terrible.
Yes, I was very surprised. He always seemed so happy when I spoke to him. He didn't look especially tired or seem tense or anxious.
Well, you can't always tell that somebody is suffering from stress just from talking to them. Sometimes the symptoms aren't obvious.
Yes, that's fair enough. But another reason I was surprised to hear about George is that I didn't think his job was particularly difficult or high pressure. I mean, you read a lot about executive burnout, but George isn't even a manager. In fact, I don't think he has anybody reporting to him. All he has to do is check people's expenses claims.
That's not very fair. It isn't only people in senior jobs who can suffer from stress, you know. I was reading an article about workplace stress last week. There have been some studies in the US that show that the most stressful jobs are manual work and lower-level office jobs like secretaries or routine jobs like the one George does. In fact, the chances of suffering a first heart attack are 2.5 times higher among manual and clerical workers than they are among executives and senior managers.
Well, I never knew that. But why would someone get so stressed that they need time off work? What causes it?
Well, according to the article I read, there are lots of possible reasons. For example, to go back to what we were just talking about, maybe George is depressed because of the way his job is designed. It's quite common for that to happen, you know, especially in a job like George's.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if you think about it, George's job is to check people's expenses claims. But he never gets to meet the people making the claims, or even talk to them. All he has to do is make sure the figures add up, and people are following the company expenses rules. And he never gets to travel anywhere himself.
Yes, I can see why not talking to people would make you stressed. Now, I have the opposite problem. My phone is ringing all day long, and I'm always getting lots and lots of emails, so it takes me ages to do all the things I need to do. And sometimes there's a fire alarm test, or the computer system breaks down, so I have to stop what I'm doing. That's what causes me stress. And I'm sure I'm not the only person to hate constant interruptions. So, what about you, Laura? Have you ever felt stressed at work?
Yes, I have. The last time I felt really stressed at work was when I was promoted to a new job. I didn't have a job description straight away, and I was working for 2 different managers. I wasn't really sure what I was expected to do, or whether I was succeeding or failing. That was really stressful.
Yes, it must have been.
And another time I had a big argument with one of my colleagues which lasted for several months. That was stressful too.
I'm sure it was. Did you manage to solve the problem?
Well, in the end, the problem was solved for me.
How?
She was transferred to another department.
Oh, I see.
But I'm not saying that all workplace stress is caused by work. There are often personal factors as well.
What do you mean by personal factors?
Well, for example, someone could get stressed because they were having financial problems. They might be finding it hard to pay their monthly rent or mortgage.
Yes, that's true.
And a lot of women get stressed because they have to combine work with looking after their family. And there are lots of other reasons. For example, they could be having problems with their marriage or their children.
Fair enough. So, if there are so many reasons for stress, are there things that companies can do to reduce the risk?
Well, yes, there are. For example, they can give us...